And so we invite you to close your eyes and focus on the sentiments created by being precious and loved. It is like you are a jewel cloaked in coverings that otherwise might hide the treasure of what is inside. And so knowing that you are a precious jewel cherished and loved by the Creator, and that this is the true authentic self, perhaps just feel, sense, or visualize the golden glow of luminous light that starts to radiate out from the core of your being. And as it radiates out, feel, sense, visualize, or know that any filters or barriers that keep you from this image of yourself just start to melt away and dissolve, stripping back anything that would keep you from your magnificence. And as we bathe in the light and love of the Creator, let us give gratitude and thanks that we have Kryon here with us now, ready to bring another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So many light workers are asking, where have my spiritual gifts gone? Where have they gone? I used to have spiritual gifts, and I don't feel they're here anymore. Is it possible they've left me? This is such a common question that we're spending time alone on it, even though we've mentioned it before, as little as last month. We have talked about this very thing. Now, those who would be watching this right now, you're not all healers. You don't all have spiritual gifts, but many do. Many have some that are small and that are only for them. They're not for others. But you know they've left too, or they feel like they've left. Something is happening that would cause that perception that what you had that was beautiful, spiritual, that you counted on, has gone. If indeed you are a healer and you count on these gifts to make your living, perhaps, or even to feel like you're contributing to the planet, you're probably aware that they've diminished as well. So, number one, that perception is totally and completely accurate. Did they diminish? Perhaps in your mind's eye of what you expect, they have. However, they have not. In fact, they have grown. They have increased in their efficiency. Dear ones, they're stronger now than they ever have been before, all of them, not just a few. In a universal way, you might say, you are far greater today than you were before all of this shift started. So what's up? Why do they feel like they've gone away? All of this fits in to the teaching that we've been giving you for the last 2 years. And there are several attributes of that teaching. And the one we would point to first is dimensional shift. The second one that we would point to is the lifting of the veil. Now, those are related, and we have discussed both of them before. If you have just tuned into this, or you've never heard this before, instead of referring you to find out, I'm going to tell you yet again. And it's something that is beautiful to tell you. You have changed the reality of the planet. You have. All of you together as light workers. Part of the assembling together for listening to perhaps even this message is part of that change. Dimensionality on this planet has shifted. Now, for you to know what that means, we'll say reality, or what you got used to when you grew up and all these past years, has started to shift. You feel it, don't you? I know you do, because there are so many who are asking about it. Why does it feel different? What is the difference? And why is it uncomfortable? So we have discussed that, and the answers are, you are changing the actual reality. Now, if you go back to a previous message that we've given you, many years ago, actually, it's that the old energy seems to run in a circle. It repeats itself over and over. And this old energy is what you're used to repeating itself. So as you work with it, you become better at it, within it, and it starts to change, it's upsetting. But that indeed was what the message was those years ago, that history will not repeat itself. Instead, you're on a new siding, you might say, if you're on a train track. So instead of the train running in a circle, that siding has scooted you off in a direction you've never been before, which is the future, which is not to circle and circle and have it repeat and repeat. And that particular track you're on represents a new kind of reality. That's why you're feeling what you feel. Now, dimensionality, that's something that changes the, you might say, the perception of what is real and what is not, but it also does something else. It changes the reactions from what you do and what you receive. So in the past, when you were pushing on A and got B, today you push on A and you get not B, but who knows? You haven't recognized it yet, and that is also change. I am actually answering your questions, dear ones. It may not seem like it. And the other thing we have talked about is the thinning of the veil. Now, the veil is inside you. And when the veil starts to thin, the more things start to then appear, you might say, or be able to be used, that are spiritual. Here's where we say your gifts are increasing. And you might say, well, I'm not aware of it. That's because you've never had them before. There are things that are being given to you and being actually... The hand has reached out, take this, and because you're not really aware of this dimensional shift and you're afraid of the change, you're not even seeing that. I have the answers for you. And they're beautiful answers. You are a light worker. Your name is known by spirit. The Creator knows your name. And you have worked so long with these spiritual gifts, they would not be removed from you. Don't let anybody tell you that this new era we're moving into is dark and that your spiritual gifts will not work anymore and therefore you ought to fold your tent. That is right from a darker consciousness that does not want light here, doesn't want you here showing your light. It wants to cancel all the lighthouses that might show the way in this new track and instead keep you like you were. I've told you that as well. The metaphor that we always use and we used last month, it's like you receive what you receive in these spiritual gifts from a transmitter somewhere. Call it the transmitter from the sky. Whatever you want to that sounds right and is linear. And you tune into that transmitter in order then to accomplish the healings or the enhanced meditations or the channeling or the writing. And that's what you miss, because the transmitter has changed frequencies. Now, I give you this example because almost all of you know or remember that when you receive something from the air, in fact, if it's a transmission, whether it's radio or television or shortwave or anything, you have to be on the right frequency. You won't receive anything if you dial in the wrong frequency, nothing. And if you're on the edge of the correct frequency, you'll find that there's a little bit, but it's not what you used to have. Now, what happens if you now come into the center of that new frequency, which is being broadcast differently? Differently because you are in another dimension, differently because the veil has started to move and lift and thin, and all of these things are in your favor, but what you see is fear. Because you're not aware to tune in to the new frequency. I am speaking right now to many who are just now having the aha experience. What if everything is still there and more is coming, and I'm not aware of it? Crying, how do we get to the new frequency? Okay. This new frequency was built for you. In fact, it's easier to tune into than the old one was. So if you really want to tune into the new one, the answer is so obvious, it is so perfect, it's so easy, and it's not one you consider. I want you to get used to problem solving and having solutions in your life in a way you never did before. It's beautiful. And it goes like this. Direct communication from you to the Creator. Absolutely direct. Dear Spirit, I am looking for the new frequency. Show me what I must do. Help me to be completely and totally peaceful with this change, so that I can move not in fear or anxiety, but in compassion. Show me where that new frequency is. Show me where that light is. And let me, at that time, find the pure center where the new stuff is. Help me to find the new center of that frequency where everything I had comes back full and more. Everyone who is a healer here will find that their powers of healing and understanding and observation are increased. Everyone who wishes to channel here or has been here, who feels there's been a little bit of difference, it all can return. The answer always has been direct communication. Something you haven't really been taught. This is the difference. It's not in courses. It's not in books. It's not through somebody else. It is you, dear Spirit. Show me where it is. I am ready to go. And the purity of it will be for you. That's the answer. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. This is why I'm so in love with humanity. I'm so in love with humanity. For you are able and willing to start the shift and the change and learn new things, dear ones. That's who you are. And so it is.